Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Happy New Year's, everybody! Welcome to podcast number 18. Today with us, we've got the usual Matt, Alex, Nick, and myself. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hello, Adam.
All right, so this podcast, Matt and Nick and I are going to be playing Home while we're talking, and I think Alex is trying to beat Twilight Princess, so we may be a little out of it. We may shout random obscenities more so than we usually do.
And I probably should.
This is already too hard.
Right now.
Explain what's happening.
Right now, we're in Home. We're in the mall.
I just got a PS3.
Matt, I believe. Yeah, he did. So I think, Matt, what are you doing? She ran away. You're doing the rock dance?
Yeah, here's how our conversation
Nick,
went with
Nick
this lady.
Nick is doing the disco dance, and I'm standing in the hero pose.
What happened was Matt struck up a conversation with a really pretty
girl. I said hi.
in home.
And hello.
Matt said
married?
Hi, and she said...
You two look cute.
Anyway, yeah, I walked up and I said, you two look cute. Are you guys a couple? And she said, hell no, and ran away.
Aww.
So, I ruined Matt. I cock blocked them.
I'm still standing.
Oh,
here.
Is Kyle getting on?
Proud.
Oh, yeah, our friend Kyle is not going to be on the podcast today, but he is going to be joining us in Home.
Yeah.
So he'll be joining us, but you guys won't be able to see him. Nick, I love your mustache.
Thank you. Maybe
Nick's avatar is sporting a very stylish mustache.
I look like an old man who's trying to be cool.
You really don't, though. You look like a young buff guy who has an old man mustache.
If they made a PlayStation Home movie,
my character would
be played by Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What happened?
There was this black guy crouching behind a girl with like really short skirt, and it just it looked humorous. Okay, okay. And then she ran off.
Wait, podcast.
And now there's a guy with the pirate hat.
A podcast, remember?
Podcast.
Let's get back to the podcast.
All right, so
I'm going to send Kyle an invite, and we'll just
members
to,
only, Jack.
Right, what have you, oh, nice. What have you guys been playing?
dead silence.
What are you doing?
I will go first.
All right, go.
I've been playing New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
I believe we've all been playing that, correct?
Yeah,
I've been playing that since last week.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit.
Matt and I, last night, when you guys are listening to this, last night was New Year's Eve, and Matt and I spent a good portion of New Year's Eve over at a friend's house playing four-player Mario.
Yeah, we played for like 4 or 5 hours.
And yeah, it was a ton of fun. It started out super chaotic. And we started getting into, like, the feel of it, and, like, nobody was dying in Worlds.
That's good.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. And then I've been playing PlayStation Home and Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's me. I can already tell that nobody is listening to me.
No, I'm listening to you.
No, Wii Sports Resort, Mario, Home.
Yeah.
Right?
And not,
yeah, I'm
not
just saying this
world.
Might be a mistake.
I've been playing the same things.
The reason why Adam just laughed is I crouched right in front of his crotch, so it appears that I am giving him favors.
And I have my pelvis out and have my hands on my hip, and we're just standing here.
Is there some sort of pelvic thrust dance? Try dancing. Let's see what happens.
Disco rave robot rocks salsa running man maybe no
wait no let it keep going
yeah I've been, yes! I've been playing the same things as Nick. I've been playing a lot of the games with Nick because we're often in the same place at the same time.
Oh dear.
And
like a bunch of Siamese twins, huh?
Yeah, we're joined at places. And
secret places.
Yeah, a lot of Super Mario Bros. Wii. It's really fun. Just got my PS3 today. I got it right before work, so I barely got to play anything. And yeah, Home is really fun. I got Uncharted 2. Got Folklore.
Good, good.
District 9 of Blu-ray. I could play the God of War 3 demo and tell you how it is, but I'm not going to because I don't really want to.
Lame. My mouth is chapped.
I think that we need to, for future podcasts, record what we do in Home, or maybe for a separate podcast, and just talk over it. So it's a video podcast option.
We could do that as separate
machinima,
or just make a YouTube channel
as a separate podcast,
or add as like a supplemental material or something.
Whoa, Alex, what happened to your mic?
What happened?
Alex, it sounds like you're like a call-in guest on a radio.
Alex
show.
Is calling in.
Old-timey.
Hey, oh, Alex, could you request your favorite song, "Who Let the Dogs Out" by
like to
Pearl Jam?
I like to request a song. Can I request a song?
Well, hey there, we have a caller. Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Oh yeah, go for it, Alex. What do you want to hear?
Can I get "Who Let the Dogs Out"?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Hey, you want to do a shout out to anybody tonight?
To my mom.
Oh, hello,
this goes out
Alex's
to Alex's mom.
Mom.
Whoa!
All right. Now, is that your sugar mom or your maternal mom?
My maternal mom.
That's enough of this. We don't need to have a 5-hour podcast.
All right.
Is it getting worse or better?
No, it's the same.
It's the same.
I can't fix it. I don't know what the hell is wrong with it.
Oh, well.
Who cares?
Oh, well. That's how
now,
it is.
Now there's a guy. There's a guy watching us. He's just standing very intimately close to us, and he's dancing.
What's going on with you, Alex? What games have you been playing?
I've been playing New Super Mario Brothers. I played with a friend yesterday. So instead of doing the 4-player, I did 2-player, and I've been playing through Twilight Princess, and I'm almost done with it. So,
But you didn't meet your requirements.
No, I mean, if I was able to, you know, if I didn't have anything to do for like 12-hour stretches, I think I've been able to pull it off. But
how long have you been playing? Like how many hours?
I think I put in 25 right now.
That's not bad.
No.
And you're almost done, too, right?
I just got to go through Hyrule Castle, basically. I got one more dungeon left, and I want to go through Cave of Ordeals twice. So I'm going to do the Cave of Ordeals now. And
why twice?
Because you get the harder enemies the second time.
But what's the Cave of Ordeals again?
It's the one where there's a shitload of enemies that come at you.
Oh, is it the one in the desert?
Yeah.
I never actually did that. So.
I watched my friend do that one.
It gets hard the last section because you don't.
What do you unlock with that?
You just get like great fairy tears. Great fairy tears.
Ooh.
Whatever the hell that is.
But, I think they, great fairy, don't they, help your magic or something?
Like, it heals you all the way and it boosts your power.
Uh-oh. Mega Man 90 is standing next to us and he's gonna say something.
Uh-oh.
He's dressed in an Assassin's Creed costume. He's probably gonna assassinate us.
He called himself Mega Man 90 and he's dressed up as an Assassin's Creed.
Yaw is gay. YAW.
Okay.
And then Matt is
watching me suck off Adam from a distance and calling people gay. Who insult us.
Shut the star up. Go hang yourself.
Because he was black.
Slash. Was he?
You
can't tell.
Oh, no, never mind. He just has a shadowy face. No, he's black. Yeah. Never mind. He is black.
Are playing with the slinky?
Oh, that's me. Sorry, I got a slinky for Christmas. Nice.
What's our topic today? Or do you have to do Adam's News Hour?
Huh?
Do you have to do Adam's News Hour?
Let me say what I've been playing. I've been playing Mario and Brawl, and now I'm playing Home.
When don't you play Brawl?
Never.
You're never not playing
never.
Brawl?
Never, never don't I not play Brawl. Ever.
I also played Melee, and I just...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that guy's got huge wings.
Is he an angel?
I don't know.
Is he a devil? What kind of wings?
No, they're white wings.
White wings. He might be be angel death.
He's Cloud.
I'm getting an e-girlfriend, guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm gonna do it.
Where? Oh, I see you. You're in the middle of the water.
The actions I'm doing to Adam's crotch have gone on for so long. He's like my e-husband by now.
Kyle's here.
he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do Adam's News Hour now, Adam.
Adam's News Hour. New gaming releases. Pilot Wings came out for the Virtual Console. That's the Super Nintendo one. The upcoming games are the same. I'll go over them, I suppose, real quickly. January 5th, Bayonetta is coming out for 360 and PS3. January 12th, Army of Two, The 48 Days, coming out for 360, PS3, and PSP.
Who's not excited for that one? Really.
I certainly am.
I mean, the Army of Two just wasn't enough because it's like when you take a game...
What I'm wondering is what happened to days 2 through 39.
Well, I want to know...
I mean, we had...
What happened to the games where you didn't have to... have two people, like, that just takes gaming to the next level. Like, all the games I've played before, you're just one guy. It was always Army of One.
Well, you know, Mag is, like, the unnamed sequel to this game, because it's really Army of 256.
Well, but is it true that they're the first people to come up with two players at the same time?
I have no idea.
Army of Two, like, before, was there two players?
Nick, I think is this Kyle?
Yeah, that's Kyle.
All right.
Could there be two players on the screen before Army of Two?
Pretty sure.
Never. No. I'm thinking of the history of gaming, and there was the first Mario Brothers, and then
then there was Zelda. Yeah. That was one player.
I mean, are they talking about like co-op?
Final Fantasy, one player. Yeah, Army of Two is the first one. They did two. Well, I was just really surprised they didn't do three. They didn't try to do three.
Wait.
What?
You mean co-op Contra?
No. Two players that are also in the army, and
they are in the army.
No, Contra was in the future army.
It's different. That was for the future United States.
You guys just
don't
get it.
They still use shotguns, Army of Two, and it was like the best fucking weapon in the game.
Army of Two was the first game to do two players at the same time, simultaneously.
Why are you mentioning Mario Brothers?
Okay, you heard it here first. Army of Two is the best two-player game, first one ever.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm first surprised they didn't take it up to Army of Three.
Best of the decade.
And Bernie Mac could be in Army of Three, and then he could die.
Why not use Army of Five?
Because consoles can only have four controllers, Alex.
And you can only have two guys. Consoles can only render two players at the same time.
For serious. What did he just say?
I don't know. Everything was censored.
Alright. Silent Hill Shattered Memories also comes out for PSP on January 12th. On January 26th, Mass Effect comes out for 360. MAG comes out for PS3. Tatsunoko vs. Capcom Ultimate All-Stars comes out for Wii. And Mass Effect 2 for PC. January 28th is No More Heroes 2 for Wii. February 2nd is Star Trek Online for PC. February 9th is Bioshock 2 for 360 PC and PS3. February 16th is Red Steel 2 for Wii. February 22nd is Endless Ocean Blue World for Wii. February 23rd is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction for 360 and PC.
Spinner Cell?
Yeah, Spinner Cell. And February 28th is Heavy Rain for PS3.
Yeah, they can kick my ass hard. I'm going to do a 360.
Are you going to get Heavy Rain, Adam?
I am.
When for the nudity?
Making, yay.
When are they making...
Yeah, for the e-nudity.
Are they going to make, like, Purple Rain, the video game?
No, they're going to make Cherry Chocolate Rain, the video game. And the guy's theme song is going to be
rain.
Playing 24/7. No, Cherry Chocolate. Gaming news for Nintendo. This isn't really from Nintendo, but it's Nintendo-related. There was apparently a person who is reorchestrating Ocarina of Time's entire soundtrack.
But
it
that
was
already
supposed
happened,
to be all hold on. It was supposed to be all live music, but I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure it's just a lot of MIDI with some live music, but regardless, he finally finished all of the songs. You can download that for free. You can just look for Ocarina of Time Reorchestrated and you'll find it. The Final Fantasy 13 Chocobos have arrived at 360 Avatar. What you had to do a few weeks back is you had to go on Twitter, I think, and sign up for a 360 Chocobo.
Yeah, way to tell us,
free,
Adam.
You signed up for free. Well, you know.
Where was that? My bad, guys.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was probably in between the podcast.
Failure of your news hour.
Oh, so you don't talk to us during the podcast or in between podcasts?
No.
You could have sent me a text message.
This is purely a job thing.
I thought we were friends.
Obviously.
We don't talk. No, we don't talk outside of the podcast. We are not friends. So anyways, if you signed up for that...
We're only friends in home.
Yes, we're friends in home only, not in real life.
Adam and I are really good friends because this has been going on far too long.
So long that my status now says back soon. ..
You're right. I think mine does, too.
Oh, you're taking right, it down so the back soon?
Yeah, I'll be moving over to the back door soon.
If you signed up for the Chocobo, check your email inbox because you got it, and it's cool. There is...
I wish it was like a big one, so that your avatar
could
ride
it's the little mini. It's a baby Chocobo like the Afro guy has. I don't know if...
What is the character's name? Haven't you played that game yet?
Yes, I've played it extensively. In fact, I've beaten it twice now.
Wow. How long is the game?
Oh, like 2 hours. It's not... Not very lengthy.
What's his name? So what's his name?
Wait.
Black
Hold on.
Guy.
Final Fantasy 13 is only 2 hours long?
Yeah.
What?
4 hours. 4 hours long if you play it twice, like I have.
Are you talking about Versus?
Those games were supposed...
Are you talking about Final Fantasy 13 Versus?
No. Final Fantasy 13.
Are you serious? That's so short. You're lying to me. You're lying, aren't you?
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I was about to say, those games
I'm
are
lying.
9 million hours long.
It's not out in America yet.
Oh, okay.
I traveled to Japan.
Sorry, I hate those games so much I don't even
and
care
you have
when
traveled
out.
To Japan before, so it's not that far-fetched.
Yeah.
Stop being a douche.
Yeah, nobody likes you, Adam.
I'm
That's
sorry.
It. This blowjob is over. I'm
no!
done.
I don't... No, don't leave me. Don't leave me. My
I'm
lover.
Done.
No, come back.
I'm switching over to Kyle now. But Kyle's now inside of you?
Yeah. I'm kind of moving around, messing everybody up.
Adam is now inside everybody on my screen.
So, do you
Matt's
guys remember...
changing into a girl, it appears.
Nice.
I'm going to change into a girl, too.
Hot. Do you guys remember On Live?
No.
Please remind us, because I don't really know what that is.
Okay. So, I think it was first announced at E3, or maybe a little bit before then, but basically what it is this company's vision for cloud gaming. And basically what that is the same thing as cloud computing. And so what would happen is that you can play video games, like console video games, on any computer in your household as long as you have an internet connection. Ooh, Kyle's hot.
That's me.
Nick is hot.
I turned into a lady.
I'm gonna... Wait, where is it? Sit on floor, crouch. Aww.
Somebody's gotta get in front of me.
Alright, so cloud gaming is you're playing a console video game on your computer with an internet connection, and basically how you're able to do that is that you're playing through this company's server, and they have computers hooked up to consoles that have, you know, every console game ever in existence. And so basically you can play any game from any console from your laptop or your desktop with what they're saying is no lag. And so they just put out a 50-minute presentation demo kind of thing. A lot of people think it's too good to be true, but, you know, it's just something we're going to have to wait and see about. If it does work, it's going to, you know, reinvent the entire industry.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be insane if it does work, but I don't think people's connections are good enough yet.
Well, that's part of it, too.
Well, it depends on where where the servers are located, too. Like,
how much is it going to cost?
You'd probably have to pay for it. Well, you'd have to pay for a subscription then, right?
And
it
could
it's probably going to be a
monthly
thing.
How do publishers get the money for the games, though?
That's the thing.
Exactly.
There might be some copyright issue that's going to be in place here.
Maybe it's going to be rental. Like, you have a certain amount of time.
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be like Netflix, right? Or they have, like, that game... Whatever.
GameTap?
Yeah, GameFly.
GameFly is the one that rents, but GameTap is, like, where you can play the games online, right? Or download
but
the game.
Yeah. For GameTap, like, a lot of the games are... I thought, like, the copyrights were
old.
Up already.
Something like that, I'm not sure.
Most of them are, like, really old games that nobody really cares
about
anymore.
Yes, they're stupid old games like...
Contra. Tomb Raider.
Not stupid old games.
I'm talking about games that no longer have... I guess the copyrights run out on them, or... Nope.
My face is in Kyle's crotch.
Oh, that's romantic.
Wait, some guy dropped a basket. I'm going to go pick that up.
What?
What is this? Bubble machine. Hide.
Oh, let's go dance by
the bubble
machine.
Took it. I stole it.
Guys, I really want to buy costumes. But I don't want to spend money.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I think, like, Nick, a few podcasts ago, you mentioned that everything costs money.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything costs money.
Everything. There was a free Kwanzaa candle and a nativity set and a big dreidel.
I got...
The big dreidel, of course.
Free something. Let me look if it's in my inventory.
You can buy a Katamari Prince
suit,
though, for $1.50.
I don't know.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you should get that.
I want to.
Wait,
I
want to
get some of the Monty Python clothes. Because there's Monty Python and the Holy Grail clothes.
Hey, Nick, now you sound like a call-in guy.
Yeah.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Oh, not anymore.
And Alex is
it's gotta be something,
to normal.
It's got to be something with Skype, then.
Yeah, we're probably going to be okay.
So our whole,
that whole
morning zoo...
Yeah, that thing's going to make no sense once we get the...
Don't worry, most of what we say makes no sense to anyone.
I mean, most of the home stuff is not going to make any sense.
Yeah,
is it wrong that my home character I think is very attractive?
I think she is too.
And I kind of have a boner looking at her butt right now.
Well, that's like asking if you'd sleep with yourself if you were a woman.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, who would ask that? You don't even have to ask that.
Well, a gay guy.
Is it considered masturbation?
if you do it with yourself.
No, it's a it's like a
as
twin.
A girl.
No.
It'd be like a twin.
Nick, I wouldn't want it to be because that would mean that I'd still be virgin.
This guy is insulting us.
What?
Stupid.
That guy is such a
guys,
jerk.
I'm gonna say.
I want these Ratchet and Clank clothes.
Say that he's just jealous.
I'm saying stupid. Awesome. You can say you're just jealous since you're the girl in this relationship.
Next paycheck, I'm gonna have to spend a couple dollars in the home store.
This dude is hot. Aw, thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. Adam, you're Avatar guy. I mean, if I actually looked like the lady that I created, I'd just say, you're in a nice piece of arm candy.
Oh, what about me? What about me?
Matt has a mullet and a beard, and he looks frightening. And he's wearing a wife beater and red
this
pants.
This is pretty much just me in real life. That's everyone's reaction to me in real life.
That's true. You don't have a mullet. You have long hair.
I know. But it's still the same. Fulfills the same purpose.
Both of you are heshes?
I think he meant he/she's.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe that's an Indian term.
Heshes or Hessians? That's like that's like a German soldier during the revolution.
We're German soldiers
during the Revolutionary
apparently.
War.
Because we're dancing by a bubble machine in the mall.
Matt's defending our honor. He's calling this guy a stupid juggalo. And he just said you too.
Oh man, this is great.
Fantastic.
People should see this instead of listening to this.
I really need to get this.
So, Adam's News Hour, what was I saying? On live, we covered that. Check out Tupertario Tros. That's Super Mario Bros, except with a T at the beginning of each word. It's a Flash game, and what it is a combination of Mario and Tetris, and it's actually really good. Like, I was very impressed with it.
Is it difficult?
It can be. So,
because I never played it. I just saw pictures from it, and it looked really hard.
No, so basically what you do is you start off with Mario, like Super Mario Brothers. You know, it's a side-scroller. You run over a little bit. You can jump, do everything. And then after you run for a little bit, you start to see that there are, like, Tetris blocks falling. And so what you can do is you can switch between platforming with Mario and dropping bricks in Tetris, and so you're supposed to basically build your own level, so you can basically traverse like these big holes that the creator made in the levels. So you have to stack the Tetris blocks so Mario can jump on them and get through the level, and that's actually very cool. I suggest you guys just play it, spend a little time with it. I think that's it for Adam's News Hour.
Wow.
Well, it's only been like 5 days. Oh, and the podcast, the episode 17 is going to go up tonight, and then this episode's hopefully going to go up shortly afterwards, so...
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah,
two podcasts at once.
I just told some guy I'm going to stick my finger so far up his urethra.
I see that.
And Matt is now fighting with this man, and I'm saying, please don't fight over me.
Well, first it was turning into me threatening him, and then I said I'm going to eat his butthole. And then I'm going to stick my finger up his urethra.
I didn't read the butthole remark.
What was I going to say? Oh, so Sydney, the girl who emailed us on the last podcast, joined our board, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, she's going to love... She's 15 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's 15 she's years old, so...
Oh,
Matt should feel kind of awkward about...
Matt's going to prison.
Okay, I say the same stuff about my friend's 6-month-old baby, so...
That's true. Matt was hitting on our good friend's baby last night.
I'm sure that went over real well.
Nick...
Well,
the baby,
think, well,
I mean,
think the baby,
the baby
I
must
think,
have liked it. I mean, she was drooling everywhere.
I'm sure the baby was
that baby's that baby's orifice was dripping.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she wet herself actually. So
she was getting wet just
oh,
looking at you.
There was a time when I had her. She was sitting on my lap and we were watching a movie, and somebody took the baby and I looked down at my crotch, and there was a big wet spot, and for a split second, I thought that I peed my pants. And I got, like, so embarrassed,
wait,
and my heart started racing. And then I realized the baby peed on me. But there was this split second that I was so horrified that I peed my pants at a friend's house.
I thought that you actually came your pants.
Oh, that too. Well, it was a big spot, so I don't know if I could... I don't think I could produce that much semen.
You'd be surprised.
Leaving.
Man, we just told that guy off. So Matt said he was going to eat that guy's butthole, and I said, don't eat his butthole, eat my butt. Whole. As in total.
And I said half.
Matt said half now, half later.
The entirety.
And then that jerk took off. Oh, man, we should start a home gang.
We have one.
And just... I know, but we should start Top Hat Mafia
in home.
We need to get a matching, like, can we buy leather jackets at one of the
stores? Oh, we should go look for that.
Top hats, monocles, and suits. No, but the thing is, everything's going to cost us like $8.
No, they're not.
No,
actually,
that's okay. I'm willing to spend money if we're going to start a gang. And
it's not actually that much money, especially compared to the...
It's just, like everything.
Yeah, compared to the Avatar marketplace,
that's
though.
True.
Yeah, but the fact that you're spending money...
Yeah.
Oh, you can take your friends back to your houses. We should go back to my house and have a party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there are some...
Look at this guy. He's getting ready to fight.
Are there leather jackets?
Yeah, there's also a Han Solo shirt.
Nice.
What? Is it actually a Han Solo shirt, or does it just look like that?
It just looks like it.
$2 for a t-shirt.
$2?
Holy
shit.
I do not want that. $2.
Yeah, but it's $150 for, like, is it... How much was the Katamari outfit?
$150 for the whole thing.
Yeah, $1.50 for all
classic
the
leather jacket
from Katamari.
50 cents That's for a classic good. Leather jacket, guys.
Oh, man! We're starting a home gang.
Buy one for me.
I don't think
we need
I can
to
buy
all
it for
put
you.
On pompadours.
Okay, guys. Anyway, what's our topic?
I don't know. I don't know if we should talk about this in this state of mind.
No. Sorry. I just found the best leather jacket for us.
Where?
It's called the Gelit or Gelit. I don't know. Gelit.
What is it? Gillette.
It's over. Oh yeah,
Gillette
I guess so.
Fusion.
It's over in the store where I was sucking off Adam right in front of.
Oh, Diesel.
I don't see it.
Wait, no.
Yeah, it's in Diesel.
Okay.
It is in the Diesel.
I can't read any of this text.
Guys, if anybody wants to join our home gang, just hit us up on home. What we should give our.
It says light brown, but that looks.
What are
black.
Our PS3 gamer tags?
Mine is Suzukan. Sizukhan.
Mine is Tugboat 1138, TUGGBOAT 1138.
Mine Matt. Is Mullet, MULITT, and then an underscore. So Mullet underscore.
And then Alex, oh,
shut the
he
fuck
doesn't
up.
Have home.
Oh, get out. You're not even allowed in our gang, you stupid.
Okay,
jerk.
We should get onto
That's
our.
That's Twilight Princess going.
It's
onto
going,
our topic.
Yeah, it's going well. I can't concentrate well. I can't do two things at once.
I can't do this! This is too much pressure!
Topic time.
Oh, shit.
Alright, so what we're going to attempt to talk about is future changes in the Zelda series, the changes that are happening right now with Spirit Tracks, the changes that are going to happen with the new Wii game, if we think those changes are necessary, what changes we think would be good, what we think would be bad, just anything in the kind of change area. So,
change. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Face
strange.
Changes. I think
there's a shirt called the Stabber.
Well, I think it's weird that David Bowie's doing the soundtrack to the next Zelda game.
That's the biggest change, I think.
And,
one of the biggest changes.
Were doing the soundtrack.
Well,
we passed it over to David Bowie.
Yeah, we're doing the soundtrack actually for the next Sly Cooper game.
Oh yeah.
Well,
when's that coming out?
Just because I formed a band for called Matt and the Coons.
Uh-huh.
It's an all black backing band for Sly Cooper. And so, you know, we're just dropping that new record, cutting a record.
Sweet.
6 hours in the studio a week. Spread
all
out.
All of the girls' shirts are in all caps, and all of the guys' shirts are not.
Hey, Nick, that leather jacket's $2. The one in that store is 50 cents.
Yeah, I can't find the 50 cent one.
It's in the threads. Anyway, so what kind of changes did Spirit Checks
that's awesome.
Introduce?
Okay, so the most obvious one is the train, because that's a very new technology in a genre that's all about this medieval theme. And so, you know, medieval themes don't have anything maybe past like a catapult, you know? So the train is very industrial, and that's hundreds of years after this theme of when Zelda takes
place. Well, at least hundreds of years after Wind Waker, or Phantom Hourglass, right?
No, I'm saying just in general, like, the industrial age took many hundreds of years after the medieval age.
Because I was like...
But yes, it does, okay. It takes 100 years after
Because the year
Hourglass.
Thing doesn't, like, I don't want...
Or no.
Okay, let's put it this way. I don't want them to mess with a timeline.
They already are.
No, there's general timelines, and I'm fine with that. But I don't want an overall timeline of every game. So Ocarina of Time.
Are you talking about like how
is a direct sequel of
Majora's Mask,
and Wind Waker is a direct sequel of Majora's Mask,
and Wind Waker is a sequel,
and Phantom Hourglass is a direct sequel of Wind Waker. Well, and Spirit Tracks is a direct sequel of Phantom Hourglass. That I'm fine with. Or Legend of Zelda is a direct prequel to Adventures of Link. Link to the Past is maybe its own game. Link's Awakening is possibly the sequel to Link to the Past. But I don't want them linking, like, there's no way to link Link to the Past to Legend of Zelda to Ocarina of Time.
Sure there is.
It makes no sense. Because if you're talking about thousands of years after each other, there is no industrial age. Like, Wind Waker to Spirit Tracks makes sense.
Well, who said their industrial... Like, who said their progression of technology...
Well, let's put it this way. So, the progression from Ocarina of Time to Wind Waker makes sense. You have the destruction of society, essentially, and everybody gets boatbound. And so when you get from Phantom Hourglass to Spirit Tracks... Technologically speaking, that makes perfect sense because, you know, as hundreds of years have passed, you suddenly have...
Just 100.
Okay, just 100. But once... From
Wind
Waker
to
Spirit Tracks. But from Ocarina of Time to Wind Waker, it's already several hundred years. So...
Yeah. But, I mean...
The presence of...
So where did the technology come from?
No, well, so my problem would be, if you're going to compare Ocarina of Time to Link to the Past... Link to the Past is completely Middle Ages. Middle Ages and magic. The fantasy realm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no advancement there. Where the hell is the technology? Where does it come from?
Yeah, and all of a sudden they have trains.
So you're saying...
Yeah.
Like, are you saying a Link to the Past comes after Spirit Tracks, and where did that technology go?
What he's saying is that... There's no reason for it to mix. There's no reason for them to try combining all of the games together, because it makes...
Well,
yeah,
because they're going.
How come there are no?
There
are no jumps in technology in any of the other games.
People say it has just because there's one interview that Aonuma said. Well, there's a document, and it's a translation. So people aren't even completely sure what he exactly had said. I'm sure he said we have a general timeline in mind, and if he was really saying we have a timeline, it's just to piss fanboys off and whet their appetites.
Okay, well, that's all aside from the point.
Well, because...
My appetite is sopping wet.
Coming back to the topic, I like, Spirit Tracks is a great idea, and I still need to play the game, but the advancement in technology would be great. I want to see a fucking, like, what the hell is it?
Lightsabers.
No, I
want to
see, what the hell is it called? Like a steampunk Zelda. No, I want to see, like, a steampunk Zelda.
A blimp?
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Steampunk anyway.
Well, I mean,
that's what
it's going towards, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you already see some of...
That's what Zelda Wii will come for.
There's some of the...
There's a train, and they're hinting at flight. That'd be really cool if it was kind of like a... sort of like retro flying machine kind of design when they're hinting at flight.
We already see some of those designs.
Zelda Wii will take place in the Renaissance.
Well, we already see some of the designs for things like that, right? So the claw shot looks very steampunkish. If you look at the design of how the way the gears work and the chain works, those kinds of devices look very steampunkish.
Even right? the little top in Twilight Princess. I don't remember.
And the cannons.
Little thing.
Twilight Princess had cannons too.
That's
cannon. It seems like they are kind of moving forward technologically. Maybe not even as a timeline, but just as a series, they're coming up with the ways to incorporate technology into the Zelda world.
It's coming out. Yeah. You know, it's.
I mean, there's a train.
Breaking news, everyone! Urban Meyer is coming back to football. I'm sure you're all glad to hear that. Urban Meyer. I have no clue
who that is.
The coach of the Florida Gators.
I thought he quit.
Oh. So the worst day in the year.
No, he didn't quit. He just announced that he's coming back.
Brecken Meyer is joining the Florida Gators?
Yes.
You heard it here. Brecken Meyer, man with the most annoying name in the entire world.
Who is that?
He's from Rat Race. And he was in an episode of Party Down.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy. That guy's annoying. I don't mind him as an actor, but Brecken. His name.
By the way, guys,
that's
got to
be a stage
fast.
Name.
Can I, should I buy the classic leather jacket, basketball boots, and leather pants?
Yes, I just added. Oh, wait, there's leather pants? I was going to say white jeans and a leather jacket.
You're going to look like the Fonz.
I just added $5 to my account.
Oh, nice.
So I'm ready to buy the classic
Adam,
leather
jacket.
What item did you just equip, Alex? What item did you just equip?
The whatever that's.
Oh, big
the,
afro
bone chain.
Nice.
Oh, you brought your wife along
there's
in the game?
There's an Uncle Sam top hat.
This has got to be the least listenable podcast.
No, we should really because the topic was getting good too. Like, I really. No, let's go.
Let's go back. Hold on. Wait, on Matt's side note, let's buy our leather jackets now, and we'll pick out the rest
the
after
top
the
hat is 50 cents.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Matt, are you okay with that? I'm going to buy my classic leather
guys,
jacket.
Guys,
right
credit card was the worst invention of all time.
Yeah, well, I know. Because I can buy digital leather jackets whenever I want.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Yeah,
well,
Alex, what were you
Steampunk
saying?
Zelda.
Yeah,
so
Zelda.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
If that came in the new game.
Cyberpunk Zelda.
Could you imagine?
Cyberpunk. When Link's jacking into the Matrix.
Right.
Imagine the railway rifle from Fallout 3 and Link shooting that.
Imagine.
Come on.
Link.
Forget about it. I want that so
imagine
bad.
Imagine Link. With cool goggles, and
No. You're going too far into it.
Imagine Link with a rifle. Or like a musket. Like in World of Warcraft, you know how the dwarves have like
cool.
those fucking muskets?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. If they did that, like, if they introduced guns to the Zelda world, that would actually be kind of cool.
There'd be so much uproar.
Has anybody
somebody's going to piss off somebody.
Let's
who
see.
Cares?
Dave,
everyone's pissed off
showed
everything.
Me.
But I mean, you have a crossbow. I mean, in the Wii Zapper game, Link was given a crossbow.
About
I mean,
that.
We're already moving up.
Dave showed me a game called Darksiders. It's for PS3, and I hadn't been paying attention to it, but apparently it looks.
My friend Alex is obsessed with that. Not you, Alex.
I'm not your friend,
obviously.
Alex Madrigal.
At Comic Con, he kept trying to get
really?
Me to play that game, and I'm like, no, thanks. It looks kind of dumb.
It kind of looks like...
What is the
it
game?
It looks like...
Well, they're like, it's like edgy Zelda.
If you were to take... Yeah, if you were to take Zelda and, like, crank up
you're one of
all of the adult content, like, 10 notches.
You're one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Hell spawns.
It's actually kind of a cool concept. You're one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and you accidentally get sent too early.
Oh, that's actually that's actually a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
I'd play that fucking game.
It looks pretty good, though. But just Dave showed me the trailer, and I was like, "Oh my god, this looks like Zelda." But side note,
Darksiders could be cool. I didn't get a chance to play it actually because we were gonna play it, but the wait was too long at Comic Con because Comic Con has like six video games, and everyone just likes to sit around and play them all day.
Right.
So, what other things about Spirit Tracks
well,
that
I
you
mean,
like?
That's what Comic Con is for,
Adam.
All right, everybody, just a small spoiler warning. We talk about spirit tracks, and in doing so, we go over some bosses, some characters, some story elements that maybe you don't want spoiled. I do suggest you go back and listen to it at one point, because we do bring up some pretty good topics. So just keep that in mind. If you'd like to skip ahead to about 58 minutes and 15 seconds, then most of the spoilers should be over, and we move on with the topic. Everything. Most everything.
everything. Well, okay.
I liked the train tracks were fine. I didn't have a problem with that. I didn't have a problem with the
technology
being there.
Was it for like prelaid tracks or what? How was it designed?
Yeah, here's what happened is that in this new land that everybody is living in, these tracks were used to seal away an evil spirit. So they were they're not called sages in the game, but they kind of were sages. They were powerful spirits who were fighting against this evil spirit, and they weren't able to defeat him, so what they had to do was suppress him, and they put the Tower of Spirits on top of that, and then they laid these, I think the way they describe them is like chains around the land to hold the tower and the evil spirit in place. And then those chains became the railroad tracks that people now travel on.
That sounds awesome.
I want that game so bad.
It's really good.
I know.
But the people who are in charge of this, like these tracks, are called the Locomos. And they're...
This is funny.
They're like a new race of people
awesome.
That, you know, they're introducing into this Zelda that we've never seen before. And you meet 6 or 7 of them. I'm not sure if one of them was a Locomo or not, but basically they act like the sages in this game. And so you have to go to each temple, and there is a Locomo in charge of each area.
Locomo, I love it.
And yeah, so basically what they are, Locomos are,
I know.
Or the Locomos you meet are old people, like really short old people, and they sit in like this little cart that's kind of like a mini train, so it's blowing steam puffs out the back, and it has wheels, and that's how they move around.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
And
do they have concept art for
each of their
these
names
guys?
Has, yeah, they do.
I'm gonna go.
Each of their names has something to do with, like train something. So one of them is called Coal. I think it's like K-O-A-L. Another one is called, or no, it's Charcoal. I think. Another one is called, God, I can't remember their names, but each of them are like train themed. So I thought the Locomos were kind of dumb. Like, it seemed like they just invented them because they had the train tracks and they couldn't think of, like, or they couldn't bring themselves to say, oh, let's just have normal sages. We have to create this new, you know, gimmicky race that's based on trains.
They sound cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really
personally,
cool
Personally, I think that sounds
idea.
Awesome.
Way down in
so
Locomo.
Instead of getting the Master Sword, you get a sword that looks identical to the Master Sword, except it's called, like, the Locomo Sword. And the Locomo, icon is basically, like, the Hylian eagle, you know?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Except it's not really an eagle, but it's got kind of, like, the same little wing design, and it looks a little more mechanical, so kind of like gears instead of wings.
So they ripped off Gears of War. So what you're saying is Zelda finally ripped off a real game.
Exactly.
Not some stupid baby shit.
Yeah, it's so gritty and it's super gritty, realistic.
And then they say, like, the sword is the... They don't say it's the bane of evil's existence, but they say something to that effect.
It's
like,
the bane of trains.
You know, this is the new
master. It's the train
basically.
Of the existence.
Yeah, exactly. The train of evil's existence. So I didn't like how they made everything train-themed just because there was a train involved.
I kind of like that.
I can understand that, but I like the idea of a new race.
Yeah,
I can see that, but I just didn't like the way they did it, you know?
It seems like too pushed in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it seems like really, really obvious. It's like, why did they do that instead of just, you know, trying a little harder to use normal sages, or like the Master Sword. I don't know.
Bugged me. Because that shit doesn't bother me too much just because, you know, different games call them different things.
Yeah.
In Link to the Past, they were called Maidens. In Ocarina of Time, they're called Sages.
And I like that they're kind of separating themselves.
Yeah. Especially, yeah. I mean, because they're going to be riding fucking little trains. Oh,
and
trains.
Here's the thing. So this land, I'm not sure if this is, like, being called the new Hyrule or not. I'm not sure if they actually mentioned that. The castle may be called Hyrule Castle. I don't remember. But this new land is the land that Link and Tetra discovered from Phantom Hourglass and Wind Waker. So
that's
the
awesome.
Link and Zelda that are in these games are the descendants of them. Zelda in Spirit Tracks, I believe, is the granddaughter of Tetra. And then the new Link, I'm not sure if he's related to the other Link or not, but...
Tetra was definitely my favorite Zelda.
This is my favorite Zelda from Spirit Tracks. She's fantastic.
Well, I haven't played the game,
and
so
I think the reason because that is because she actually... She's with you the entire game, so she...
And then
yeah,
she gets with
you.
You
actually get to see... She does,
I know,
but I'll get to that.
She gives you a hand.
So
hand.
You actually get to see, like, some of her character, which,
wait, she,
you know, has
you,
yet
wait,
to
hold
happen.
Hold on, do you get to see
the,
all of her character?
Except, wait. All of her character. Yeah.
She's like 15?
I'm not sure how old they are. You know, they're not that old. So probably in their teens. I don't know.
You talked about them getting some
yes.
on the last podcast.
At the very end of the game. Oh, and that's another thing. There's three cool. endings to the game. They're not that different, but it's...
Oh, you're turning into the red leader.
Well then, let's talk about home for the moment.
Okay, yeah. Adam, where did you get your glasses?
Okay.
My glasses. Oh, they were just the default glasses. I don't know.
Oh, they have glasses?
Yeah.
I am making my character look a little more like me now that I bought
yeah,
a
I like my
leather
more
jacket.
More like you in girl form?
No. I didn't buy a girl leather jacket. I bought a man's leather jacket.
I can't find any glasses. Where'd you find them, Adam?
I don't know.
Oh, here we are.
I don't think I'm going to succeed in making it look like me unless I buy big glasses and give it big eyebrows. Because I'm not... I have the nose as big as it is, as big as it can be, but I don't think it's as big as mine.
Tell me when my red leader's
done. It's getting worse.
Okay, it's worse.
Awesome.
Okay, so what...
I need to buy bigger eyebrows.
Hold on, what were
too.
You talking about right before we stopped, Adam?
Well, I can't talk about it until my red leader's better.
Yeah, but what were you talking about?
Zelda?
Yeah, but do you remember what you were saying?
Yeah, about Link and Zelda and the ending.
Okay.
I know.
So
I got it.
What pants and what shoes should I buy?
I don't know. I haven't looked at them.
They have bell bottoms.
There is not a hair color that fits me. There is the black is too dark and the brown is.
Well, obviously, what you have to do is you have to dye your hair in real life to match your avatar.
All right, I have black hair now.
Nick, I want to hold your hand.
Is my character? What is my character doing
standing,
right now?
Standing. Looking sexy.
Oh,
sexy.
Okay. Should I keep my mustache?
I don't know.
I like my mustache though. It's what I've always wanted.
I can't. There should be like interactions that you can do with other players, like high five or
should
wrestlers.
I get the white corduroy jeans or the white 70s suit trousers?
Oh, there's
right,
there's
but
queen
that's
tosses.
Not like a direct interaction.
Guys,
with somebody.
Should I get white chinos with crown bell
that's
buckle?
No.
What should I get? You wanted white pants, right?
Hold on, I gotta look.
There's
I gotta,
white.
I gotta rip
leader
through
better.
There's yeah. white 70s suit trousers.
I was thinking yes, about is. White pants.
It is better?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
I wish that there were... Oh, it shows a preview of your character
yeah,
wearing
if you let
it
load
it?
For a second.
Okay, so yeah, anyways, there's three different endings to Spirit Tracks. You get to choose which ending you do. It's right before the last boss, so what I did is I chose
the ending?
Yes, I choo-choosed it.
Oh.
I chose
oh.
one, I beat the boss.
Did you
boss,
choo-choose it, like
I...
a choo-choo, like in Zelda,
yes.
choo-choo?
No,
and
I
then Pikachu's. You choo-choo-choosed it?
I Pikachu's.
Like
you...
in a... It was trains?
Yes, just like that.
Wait, who Cho-Cho chose to add the trains to the game?
No.
Wait, that doesn't work. Never mind.
So I chose one ending, beat the boss, went back, and did the other two.
Who's the boss,
it
huh?
It took, like... Do you want to know?
Ganondorf?
No, it's not Ganondorf.
Tony Danza?
Spoiler alert, stop listening for a second.
What's his... It's, his name is Maladus. He is the evil spirit that was trapped away.
Oh, predictable.
Oh, so...
I have to say, though...
Oh, wait,
it's
so
not
it
Ganon.
Is Ganon?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's
I
cool.
I have to say,
yeah,
though,
Ganon.
This... the ending sequence is one of the best in the Zelda series, aside from Wind Waker. So it's kind of
awesome.
The same thing that happens in Wind Waker, is that... oh, my God, the... Just, exciting. The final battle, you get to control Link and Zelda, and you do that, you know, in the dungeons a lot. Link is Link, and Zelda takes the place of the Phantoms in the suits of armor.
Uh-huh.
But Zelda eventually gets her body back, and so you get to control Link. Link is fighting, and Zelda is holding the bow of light, which holds the arrows of light.
Okay.
Just like in Wind
Waker? So Link has to... Yes, it's very similar to Wind Waker, except you're controlling Zelda rather than her just doing her own thing.
That's awesome.
It is. And so you can control where she moves, you can control when she shoots. So Link has to distract Maladus so, like, Zelda doesn't get hurt. Although, even if Maladus does, like, hit Zelda, nothing happens. She just says, oh, ouch, let's try that again or something.
Okay.
So basically, it's really, really hard to lose, but it's a lot of fun. So you're running around as Link, you're slashing Maladus so he doesn't attack Zelda, and you have to make him turn, like, the other way so that Zelda can shoot this thing on his back. And so you do that a few times, and at the very end, she shoots him, and Link throws the sword, like, into his face, and he's holding it there, and you have to, like, rub the stylus on the screen, and then Zelda...
then jizz on his face.
Yes, Zelda runs around. Zelda runs around to where Link is, and she starts thrusting the sword, thrusting the sword in with
like where this conversation's going.
Yeah, and so what happens is you rub enough. And, wait.
This is the sexiest game ever.
You rub enough, and the sword goes all the way in to his head. How do you like that?
So you get balled deep in his head.
Hilt
so
deep.
It's basically it's kind of the same ending as Wind Waker, is that you have the ultimate sword in the bad guy's face and it just looks like balls out awesome.
Were your balls out?
That's really
yeah.
cool.
My balls were out. No, they were actually in his face, thrust in very deeply with the help of Zelda.
Well, but what?
And so he.
I'm sorry.
Sure. Go. No. Go ahead.
Well, no, because mine is a transition to the next thing. I want to talk about.
Okay. So that's the ending. Like, and then, you know, there's little cinemas, and the ending cinemas are what's different.
Don't tell us.
Do you guys?
Don't ruin it.
Don't
no,
tell
no,
you.
No. Don't.
Okay.
Spoil
don't. Yeah. Don't spoil.
There's
anymore.
Three of them. They're not
you
really
should,
that different.
But at the beginning of this podcast, put the time where the spoilers start.
Oh,
and
Jesus,
stuff.
That requires me to
nah, don't
pay
do
attention.
It.
Or just say yeah. it. Just put a spoiler in the beginning.
I mean, we said spoilers, yeah. Whatever. I don't know. All right, so that's the end of, you know, the big spoilers. There are some minor ones, but I think, you know, they're not that big. If you know anything about the game, I'm sure you know it. So, enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Hey, so what I was going to say is what aspects...
Wait. Okay, no, go. You're
what fine. Aspects of this game do you think that they will carry over, or you want to carry over into the...
What I really want them to keep doing is to use this, you know, they had very minimal character development, but much more so than they have in the past.
So is it like Majora's Mask type character development?
Not quite. I don't know. It was different. But the characters, Link and Zelda, are noticeably different from other, like, from past Links and Zeldas.
Like their personalities, or...?
Yeah. And the cool thing is that, you know, you can actually, you get a personality from Link. And I think, you know, part of that is thanks to the way they can use his facial expressions. But, I don't know. I'm trying to think how to describe... Zelda is... she's very willing to like help Link out. And she has no problems.
It's not Doug. Why are you making Doug noises?
She has no problems with being like unprincess-like. So she's kind of like Tetra, but younger.
That's cool.
Yeah. And she gets, there's a few scenes where she gets like really, really excited and it's like really anime-ish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. No.
And I, sorry. And I really like those scenes. God, what was I going to say?
Was it like anime, like Inuyasha? Like, does she grow dog ears?
Yes.
And
exactly.
White hair?
No, she doesn't.
So it seems like they're putting more focus on Zelda in a Legend of Zelda game.
Mm-hmm,
which it's a nice change.
But Link, like, I'm trying to think how to explain it, but you can definitely sense like he has his own personality, which really hasn't been how it is in the past. Like,
well, they've been starting to really push that forward. I mean, even in Twilight Princess, you get a little bit.
Right, they did.
You're starting to get more and more of it, and I guess that's something that Miyamoto has been reluctant to do a little bit, right?
Right, because, I mean, the character is supposed to be an extension
of you,
whoever's playing the game. Which is understandable, but...
But, I mean, so many characters now do that. I mean, Freeman does that. You could put a little more obvious emotions, at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, just my thing is that if it's not a Japanese rape simulator, I'm not playing it, so...
Well,
Rayplay, buy it now if you don't live in America, because you're not gonna get Rayplay.
So what kind of game would you guys want to get from a new Zelda? I mean, that's sort of a general question, but is there any?
Fact that they're changing the format, or they've hinted at the format changing from dungeon overworld boss fight.
And the format's doing the soundtrack for the next Zelda.
And the format is doing the soundtrack. That sounds awesome.
David Bowie.
Here's the change that I want. Orchestrated music.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think that...
There's no reason for that not to be
there. There was a reason for it for Twilight Princess.
No, the only reason was the budget,
think it's just budget and time. I mean, you're talking about a GameCube game, right? It's the GameCube itself holds less information than...
No, that's a
good excuse considering how big the game is, how large...
No, I disagree, because an MP3 of a song, regardless of if it's orchestrated or MIDI,
kilobytes.
Is going to be the same size.
Kilobytes?
Right.
I don't think it's kilobytes versus a MIDI soundtrack. It's not going to be...
Yeah,
they're not MP3s either way.
It's an MP3, what did you say?
All right, our podcasts are like an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and those run like 30 to 50 megs. So a song that's 2 minutes or 1 minute and just continually loops, that's not even going to break megs at max.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
usually,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
How big is a MIDI file? We're talking about a couple hundred kilobytes.
No,
if
not
that,
even
for
that.
2 minutes.
It's just 2 minutes.
Yeah, for 2 minutes of a MIDI formatted song, it's...
Is it a MIDI song? Is it a MIDI file itself, or is it just
if it,
using...
Well, that's the thing.
So that's
so
what
it's
a MIDI is. It's just a controller.
It's just a controller. So it's straight from the computer. It's just information. When you're doing an MP3,
yeah, but
it's
still,
an actual,
I mean, the final track that's put on the
It's not a track, though, Nick. It uses the Wii's built-in...
Yeah, I got you. No... That's why I said...
That's why, because that's why the music also really flows really well for those older games, because they're all MIDI into each other. They're files into each other. They're not broken up files. Right? So when you have an MP3, you're cutting out a track and then putting another track in, essentially. That was my assumption of it. But in any case, like, I could understand in Twilight Princess's case and the previous Zelda's cases where... They really didn't have the space for it. And we already saw something like Mario Galaxy. They fully put in and orchestrated orchestrations into it. So they definitely have the space for it for the Wii version. And it would be inexcusable at this point.
Was Mario Galaxy fully orchestrated?
I think so.
Not fully orchestrated, but it did have
most
a lot
of it
orchestrated
was.
Music.
It
It sounded incredible. That's one of
it
my favorite soundtracks.
It has a great soundtrack, yeah. And I think it would... That's why I think for, like, Twilight Princess, it should work out fine. Or for the next Zelda, it should work out fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not trying to... Like, one of my big pet peeves about RPGs is that, shit, I'm getting raped. Okay.
That's one of my biggest complaint.
I have to get raped in my RPGs or I do not play them.
Like, you ever play Tales of Symphonia?
Yes.
Okay. What pissed me off so much was voice acting in part of the game, and then in other parts, it's just dialogue. It's just
dialogue. Yeah, I hate that.
If you're going to do it, do it for the entire game.
FF9 did that too, right?
FF9 didn't do it. FF10.
What's it
called? Are you
Folklore
sure?
FF9
that.
Didn't
it
have.
Oh, Folklore does.
No, it did
do
have
that.
Some.
No, FF9
did have some
FF9
voices. FF9
didn't have any. FF9 was for like PlayStation.
I thought it had some voices.
No.
Well, in cutscenes.
Huh.
No, the cutscenes didn't have any.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
FF10
did. Well, FF10.
And FF10 had terrible voice acting.
Eh.
Horrible voice acting. I mean,
Well, the point is a lot of games do it, and yeah, I agree with you. I don't like it.
And that's the other thing. I don't want fucking Castlevania Symphony of the Night quality voice acting for Zelda.
I do. I want the voice acting for Link to be like... the cutscenes in the first Resident Evil.
God.
I want
him to be an action hero.
I want the Dr. Wily.
Oh yeah. So what do you guys think about voice acting in Zelda?
I wouldn't mind it. I don't know if Link should talk though. I think he should kind of be like your character in Fallout.
Well, excuse me, princess.
I wouldn't mind if they did dialogue trees though, and you never hear your character talk, because that's what they did in Fallout 3. I like that.
They actually do that. They do that quite a bit in Spirit Tracks. Is that you get some pretty expressive responses that you get to choose.
Does it actually
or more? So
does it
than,
actually
like,
have dialogue
more so than yes
written
or no.
out for Link to say?
Just like one or two word answers to a question.
See, that would be cool if they slowly inched their way into voice acting by having character traits in the dialogue trees.
I personally don't think that Link should ever.
But how are we gonna get a UA Bull Zelda movie if he doesn't have a speaking part?
Silent movie.
Ooh, that would be pretty cool.
Uh huh. Old style. I don't know what I think about, other characters. Like, very minor characters, I would have no problem with them talking. In fact, I think that would enhance...
I wouldn't mind even if Zelda talked.
No, everyone should
talk
except
for thing.
Link.
Yeah.
I think...
As long as the voice act... I don't mind either way. Let's put it that
way. Yeah, as long as the voice acting was good,
because the way
right?
the dialogue works is fine also. Or if you just have people doing the mumbling thing, I think that'll be fine too.
No, see, I think that's
Banjo
think
Kazooie.
It would work first.
If Banjo and Kazooie did the voices,
I think it would work for a game like Spirit Tracks. Like the cel shaded kind of things. But I don't think it would work so much for the realistic games Twilight Princess.
Well, it worked for Twilight Princess. Midna did exactly that.
Well, you're right.
She did a few words, but I want full voice acted stuff.
What about if Toad
for all the characters but Link?
I think it could work either way. I mean, it would just have to.
I'm saying if we're talking about steps forward, I would really like it if everybody talked but Link.
But
if they did more dialogue tree based stuff where you could choose what you say to characters and stuff.
Okay, well then here's a question. Zelda and Link are different in almost every game, but Ganon is the same person when he appears. So, to me, I hate it when the same character has different voice actors. And, that would eventually have to happen with Ganon.
Who cares?
So what do you...
Well, you got a voice change operation.
What do you think about that? Huh?
You got a voice change operation.
No, I don't...
Well, they've done it...
I don't mind that. I mean...
They've done it with Mario.
They've done it with every single character
They've
in,
never done it with Mario.
No, well, that's
yes,
the thing. You could have... Mario would be for several years. They have had the same
Are you
voice
sure?
Actor
Are you
for
sure they
Mario.
Haven't changed Mario?
Yeah, they've had... Charles Martinet has done it for, 15 years.
He's done it since Mario 64.
Okay, well, what if they... I mean, it would be like... I mean, in Resident Evil, all the characters have changed before. And really? I don't think it really ruins anything.
It really bugs me when that happens. Like, because to me, it's like it's a different character, but it's the same looking character, you know?
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't know. I think that... Well, it's Nintendo. Look, I mean, they've had the same Mario voice. Why wouldn't they keep the same Ganon voice once they did that?
Well, I mean, eventually they're going to have to get a different Mario voice. You know, either he quits or he dies.
Oh, maybe. Way to they'll be just, morbid.
They'll just kill Mario when he dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well,
or
see,
they'll get somebody... they can also get somebody to sound very similar to those characters,
well, I think,
which is complete.
I think I do a pretty good Mario imitation, personally.
How would you feel if they killed Link in a game?
This goes back to how much money they're willing to spend. So, you know, when Mel Blanc died, or when he retired, they had to find people to replace his Bugs Bunny voice and so forth. And they've done a great job with that. There's really good impression.
Yeah, but they have a lot of money behind
them. Well, that's the thing. If you're going to do voice acting, I want them to spend that much money on voice acting. I don't want them doing shitty voice acting.
Nintendo should have enough money by now to
hire
good voice
actors. But then the question is, are they... willing to do that? Like, are they going to actually put enough effort to make it?
Well, that's
it
the thing. If
I don't
they,
know.
If they are, then I'd be up for the voice acting. If they're not,
right.
then
I
fuck
think,
it.
I think with such a big game of Zelda, they would realize, oh, we can't half-ass it. But,
well, yeah, but the developers are still... I mean, it's a Japanese-based company.
That's,
I mean, a lot of the games that have tons of voice acting are American studios making games for America.
I think that's why,
and so they know how to direct the dialogue a little bit different for a foreign, as opposed to Nintendo writing dialogue for a foreign language.
Well, I think that's why Nintendo's been a little bit reluctant to actually do voice acting, and I think people.
Yeah, Capcom's getting better at it.
But you know how many years it took Capcom to actually figure it out?
That's true. Objection.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
I mean, Capcom, it's Resident Evil is a great example where...
I don't mind a little cheesy dialogue every now and then.
Well, I mean, because...
cheesy voice acting.
Well, because Resident Evil is supposed to be cheesy. It's supposed to be a cheesy rip...
No, it's supposed to be an action movie. It's never supposed to be cheesy.
Well, it's supposed to
They're
be
just,
like...
They just write poor dialogue.
But it worked.
And they hired a bunch of new writers for Resident Evil 5, so it wasn't cheesy.
No. In the later games, it worked out. But I think for the earlier games, you can make an argument that... the cheesiness works with, like, the horror film genre.
It works more in the sense that it's nostalgia for the game. I mean, they were never setting out to make a kind of meta product, which is like, oh, look, it's kind of an homage to old horror movies. They were trying to make an American action movie into a video game.
Hmm. I better use my thing here.
I better use your
Yeah, I mean, on the top of... I don't know. I like voice acting, as long as they do it good.
Yeah.
If they do it,
I would like it.
I want them to put in enough money to actually do really good voice acting.
I
want to
give them an all-star cast. If you have all the Hollywood voice actors...
Well, they, like you said, like we said before, like Charles... Was it Charles Martinet who's done Mario's voice?
Yeah.
No, it's Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Excuse me.
Oh, Matt bought Ratchet ears in...
Doesn't it look like me now?
Oh, I see. Yeah. It looks exactly like you.
I can't take you seriously as a gang member if you're going
to
wear that.
No, I'm the gang leader. That's why I have to wear this cool hat.
You're not the gang leader.
Yes, I am. I took...
Who's been in home longest?
Throw down.
Hey, whoa.
I have seniority.
I've got the hat, so back off, sucker.
Nope. That's actually the chump hat, because I decided, because I'm the gang leader. And
okay, fine. I can be the cool sidekick, then.
We really need to do machinima. I can see this being really funny.
I actually have seniority. I'm the most Mexican.
This actually does look like me from a distance, because I have the beard.
Yeah, no, it totally does.
And I have the leather jacket.
I need to change my character's proportions need to be changed. I still look a little too buff. Here, look at my character from a distance. I'm way too tall, for one, but... Does that look anything like me from a distance?
No. You're too dark and like you have too dark hair and pale features. You have to change a couple things.
There's no good choice for hair. for my...
There's no good choice for anything.
Screw it.
Really.
My character is not me. He's an extension of... He's everything I want to be.
There you go.
And
that's what you say.
I
want to
be the leader. I want to be the leader of a tough gang that roams the mall beating up people.
I'm just myself with cool ratchet ears, and I've got a leather jacket.
Okay, so I kind of was picturing sort of a Tunnel Snakes idea from Fallout 3. Are we going to be the Tube Snakes because it's kind of the internet?
are we surfing the tubes?
We need to come
tubing the webs.
Or then we need to come up with a cool gang name.
There you go. Email us cool gang names.
Oh yeah.
Or home.
Oh man.
WTPodcast.
Hey, nobody's emailed us about our last episode that we haven't put out yet.
It's only been 5 days. How come you guys haven't emailed us about that podcast
we haven't put up yet? So is there any other changes? Is there any story? Is there story ideas that you like to? You like them to implement?
I like. Does it, what they did with the characters? I like. God, there was something I was going to mention that I completely forgot about.
Well, I mean, you comment first. There's a couple things I want to bring up.
Yeah.
So, talk first. Or...
Right, hold on. Right now, Matt and I are getting into a scrap.
I told some guy I'm going to eat his
This guy started laughing at Matt, and Matt was like, "What are you laughing at?" And I was like, "Yeah, this dude's a tough dude." And then Matt said, "I'm going to eat your butt." And then I said, "Yeah, you want to mess with our gang? He'll eat your butt." And then Matt corrected his spelling.
And then he said K, and then ran off to talk to a girl.
Our poses. We're posing so cool.
Hold on, let me take a picture.
Matt's got a B-boy stance, and I'm posing like an action hero.
Guys, I'm taking a picture of this.
Adam, you need to buy a leather jacket and come and crouch on one knee next to us. It's 50 cents.
You have to buy $5, though.
I wish I could transfer funds to you.
I know, I'd give you
$5.
I wish
you could, too.
I'd buy you 3 leather jackets.
Oh, man. That's a lot of leather.
You could wear all 3 of them at the same time. Wait a second.
It's digital.
I'm
leather.
I'm an animal rights activist. Are they slaying real e-cows to make these leather jackets? Or is this pleather?
They're manufactured e-cows.
Oh, man. We need to make a PlayStation Home podcast where we'll talk as we play and people can listen and watch. It'll be a video podcast.
I think that'd be pretty funny.
They'll get pretty old after like 2 seconds.
No, it won't.
So I like this in Wind Waker a lot, so I liked it that they did it again in Spirit Tracks, that they related this game very closely to a past Zelda game. So in Wind Waker, they were constantly referring to Ocarina of Time, which I loved.
Yeah, especially the castle
Phantom
part.
Hourglass. Phantom Hourglass did nothing of that, and that's a lot of the reason why I don't like Phantom Hourglass as much as I hoped I would. Spirit Tracks related itself to Wind Waker and Phantom Hourglass a lot, and I completely adored that. Like I said, you know, it's only been like 2 or 3 generations, 100 years, so Zelda is a direct descendant. She's the grandchild of Tetra. And so Tetra is talked about quite a bit. Link from Wind Waker is actually talked about quite a bit. What's one of the pirates? I forget his name. It was the youngest pirate,
Squabby?
The one with the glasses.
Oh, the one that calls us. Not the guy that keeps calling everybody Squabby.
Oh.
Or
I forget his name. But he is actually the roommate of Lynx in Spirit Tracks, and he's really old now.
Oh,
but
really?
He talks a lot about Tetra and Link. He doesn't name names, but he says, "Oh, my friends back in my pirating days." And eventually you actually get Link's shield from Wind Waker. It's called the Shield of Antiquity.
Oh,
but it's
wow.
The same shield that Link used in Wind Waker. So I loved how they related the games to each other. That was fantastic.
Gosh, I
want to
buy this game so bad.
It's so good. It really is. Let's see, what else?
Oh, but we got stuff talking about Spirit Tracks. You're just giving everything away.
There's Lineback the Third.
Lineback is back! Oh, shit.
Yes. Lineback the Third. So he's not a pirate, but what he does, he owns a trading post, and he trades treasures with you.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And they've got, there are a few like rooms like across the land that have a sprite of like a Tingle statue in the background. So that's kind of like an Easter egg.
Is Tingle in the game?
No, he's not in the game.
Okay.
It'd
be great if they made a reference to like Tingle Island.
Yeah.
The fucking
so I think that was my favorite part, was that it was so directly connected to Wind Waker.
That is pretty awesome.
Which is one of, if not my favorite of the Zelda games. So it's just, it's a good game. It's a very good game, and you should get it, especially if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I got it. I just got to freaking open. You know, I got to finish Phantom Hourglass first. I should really do that. At some point.
Oh, man.
I just never got, I hadn't gotten around to it.
Oh, and here's something else. The game, I got through the first three dungeons in around maybe 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
But, like, halfway, like, I thought it was going to be done way under 10 hours. Halfway through the third dungeon, it's just, it hits a wall. Like,
it gets really hard? Or?
It gets so hard, and it's so good. Like, it was a throwback to the original Zelda in terms of hardness. Like, it was fantastic. It was so easy, and then all of a sudden it gets really, really hard, and the puzzles, you really have to think about them. Like, there was one puzzle that took me more than an hour to solve. There was another puzzle that took me, like, an hour and a half to solve. It was just, I loved it. Like,
I mean, the original Zelda didn't have hard puzzles, though. That was the thing. The original Zelda was just hard in general, or it wasn't even hard.
It was just cheap.
If you knew where.
I think it was hard because people hadn't done it before.
Okay.
But I mean, these puzzles are legitimately.
Let's
hard.
Put it this way: like, if you were to play the game again, would you be able to solve the puzzles very quickly?
Well, I did just play it again, and most of them, I did. Yeah. So I guess.
So once you solve them,
It didn't really have a lot of puzzles, I guess, because the puzzles were just moving a block. So maybe that's not the best comparison, but regardless, the puzzles are hard. You have to think about them. It's fantastic, and I love it.
Sounds cool.
And they do bring back some enemies from the original Zelda, which is kind of cool, like the little sparky guys.
Oh, the ones that you can you can't hit. You can't use your sword.
And I think they may have had them in Phantom Hourglass.
Oh, the
too,
chews?
I don't remember. No, not the chews.
Yeah, there's spark chews.
Well, I mean, those are in the game, but that's not what I'm talking about.
No, there's like these sparky guys that if you get hit by them, you can't use your sword for a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like the little chain fireball guys.
Those are called chain chomps.
Yeah. No. They're like balls, right? Several linked balls.
Yeah.
That's like that's
they're
a
called chain chomps, guys.
Here's something that I didn't like about the game was the spirit flute, which is your musical instrument in this game. I liked
the skin flute?
Yes, the skin flute. You have to play it extensively in order to progress through the game.
Ooh, that's just like PlayStation 1.
do you force Zelda to watch?
She gives you the skin flute.
Whoa. That's a little...
You play... So, really what you're doing is you're playing her skin flute.
So, she's a transvestite with a removable penis.
She's like reverse chic.
Right.
Well, question is I'm using air quotes when I say a couple of these words. Is Link's master sword in its sheath, or has the sheath been taken off at birth?
Well, first you have to realize that it's not really the master sword; it's the Locomo sword. So it's kind of a little bit different from your conventional master sword.
So it's smaller and more shriveled.
It's kind of more mechanical, if you will.
Whoa.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How many RPMs does it pump out?
I'm not completely sure about that.
Rapes per minute. In case anybody was wondering.
Right.
I was really confused. Thank you.
So, the spirit flute. It's a good instrument, and it works, but for some reason when you're
Girl
required
in a bikini
to play
just ran
it,
past.
Oh, I saw that. When you're required to play it, it didn't work for me. Like, what you do is you blow into your DS, and that's how you make it play the notes. And then you slide your stylus across the screen to change notes. So when you're required to play it, like, it would just randomly cut out as if I weren't blowing into the DS. And so it would say I would fail songs a lot because it did that. But whenever I wasn't required to play it, it worked perfectly. And apparently my brother's game does that too, so I'm not sure what that all was about.
Might be a programming thing.
Maybe, I don't know. But, okay, so moving on from Spirit Tracks. Good game, get it. It changes Zelda in a few ways.
Is there anything in Zelda in general you want? I mean, I guess, so, this is more specific for the next Zelda, right?
What?
Like, changes you would want for the next Zelda, for, like,
yeah,
the Wii version.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about voice acting, we talked about
music.
I would like...
I mean, but those are general things. I think those are things everybody would want to have. Those are things that...
Okay, so what do you guys want them to do with the controls? They're going to use Wii Motion Plus. How do you think they're going to implement it? How often do you think you're going to be using
archery,
it while you're
like
playing?
In Wii Sports Resort? Sword fighting like in Wii
Obviously.
Sports Resort?
Do you think... I think it's going to be like Wii Sports Resort sword fighting where the camera goes behind you and like you're transparent. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, that could be pretty
cool. I don't
cool.
know. That could be okay, but I'm not sure if I want it to be like that.
Well,
but he means like
they're going
in sword
to implement
fighting
it
mode.
Somehow. So,
yeah, I guess
like
so.
Maybe when you're Z targeting.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Although I did like in Twilight Princess that you could swipe while you were running.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was really cool. I hope they keep that.
Finishing moves were cool in Twilight Princess, although they kind of looked out of place sometimes.
What do you mean?
Like, he jumped really, really high, or, like, he... I don't know, just the animations didn't match the realism of the game. Like, they were way too cartoony.
Well, I mean, some of them, just because it's a 3D game, that's why it had to really do that, right? Just because the depth and... You can't really tell depth in a 3D game. It's really hard to do so.
No, the speeds that he was moving didn't seem right. I don't know.
Well, I love the hero type, so. The parrying in Wind Waker, like the way he would do that side roll and the big slash up the back.
He still does that in Twilight Princess.
Yeah, he does that in Twilight Princess.
Yeah, I know. But I love the animation of the Wind Waker Link doing that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in Twilight Princess I want them to keep, like some of the design ideas that they kept, or some of the gameplay stuff that they did. So
what I would like to see is adult Link from the Wind Waker series. Because you see that statue of him in the Hyrule Castle in Wind Waker.
Yeah.
And he looks awesome.
He should have a beard.
And I would love that.
You mean adult Link from Ocarina of Time?
Well, with the Wind Waker art.
Okay.
What if...
Because you see that statue of him, and it's in the Wind Waker art style. With,
right.
like, the little legs and the big torsos.
Right.
What
right.
if he had a beard?
It's awesome.
Like in Samurai Jack, when Samurai Jack sees him in the future.
That would be awesome, too.
Not he That's doesn't see joke. Link, he sees himself.
He's right.
I would like to see Link with a beard.
Yep.
Everybody's so clean cut in Japanese things though.
Well, I would want to see
Japanese
was actually,
people
somebody
can't
brought,
grow beards.
Somebody had brought this up before. I would love to see a
But I can't grow a full beard, so I mean
I would love to see a really old Link.
I draw me with beards everywhere I go.
Yeah, see, that's what a bunch of people thought was going to happen in Twilight Princess, is that you, or the soldier that you learn moves from was the Link from
well, I mean, I don't,
Time. Just
so
really
I don't
old.
Really care about, okay, what people want, whatever the fuck they want, I don't really give a shit, but I mean, in terms of, like, in terms of story, having, like, a really old Link guiding a young Zelda, or protecting a young Zelda, I know somebody brought that up once.
That'd
like,
be cool.
That'd be a really cool change of pace story.
It would be like The Professional.
It'd be basically like Leon. Yeah.
The thing is that they're... Well, I don't know. I mean...
It's probably not going to happen.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in every Zelda game, Zelda and Link are pretty much the same age, right?
No, that's why you mix it up.
Yeah.
So if there's a little Zelda, there's going to be a little Link. Although I guess
no, well that's
if you
the thing. If
it,
you
like,
could, you could
little enough that Link, the newer younger Link wouldn't be old enough to protect Zelda. So the older Link would have to take.
Well,
over.
You're talking about like a 50-year-old Link. Well, the thing is, Link comes every few generations. That's the assumption. Not every generation is a Link in Zelda, right? And
well, every generation that there is a Link or Zelda, there's the other one.
Yeah, but I mean, you could always mix it up a little bit.
What if there was, like, you know, I can't remember what his name is. Oh, Orko, the guy who teaches you how to sword fight?
Yeah.
What if you learned from, like, a past generation's Link who is aging and old?
Right.
I mean, that kind of stuff, and that kind of stuff they've been doing. They've been finally filling in where does Link learn all of his skills from in the past couple of games.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, Ocarina of Time, you don't really know where you learn any of that sword fighting technique. You don't learn it from anybody. You just sort of know. But
and in Twilight Princess, you're just like a farmer.
Well,
you're
I mean,
a farmhand.
Well, no. So in Twilight Princess, you learn
it from the
guy blacksmith.
From the village.
Yeah, the guy from the village teaches you everything you know, and so you have somebody
and
there.
And then you practice on the scarecrows with the
pretty
kids.
Much. But it's during the whole. The idea is that your sword fighting skills have been learned throughout your age, and like as he has gotten older, so you know that from him. In Wind Waker, it's from Orca. From Link to the Past, you can assume it's from his uncle, because his uncle actually fights through the sword. So,
do you learn from anybody in Spirit Tracks?
Yeah, you're an engineer, and there's an adult in the village
Such a cool concept. I'm sorry.
he's a professional engineer, and he's the one who trained you, but what he did before he was an engineer was he was a royal guard. He was apparently the best guard out of the royal guardsmen. So after that, he retired and became an engineer. So I guess you can assume that you learned from him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't... So the other thing was, I didn't want another... So every couple games, they make... I guess they make another main Zelda game. I don't know if that makes much sense.
Yeah, and then they do sequels.
And then they do sequels of it. And the reason you would do a main Zelda game has been to really, show off the technology or to...
Right.
Or it's been several years. So, like,
do you think the new one's going to be a sequel to Twilight Princess?
No, I think it's going to be a new main one.
But I hope.
I hope it's a new one.
I hope it's.
I like.
Well, I don't want.
I like Twilight Princess a lot, but I want a new overworld.
I want.
Already.
I really liked Midna, and I hope they bring her back. But I don't see that happening with the sword character.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that either. I mean, I think
I would like a castle town that doesn't have fixed cameras because the.
Yeah,
that upset me.
Well, I think I don't want another Twilight Princess game, and the reason we might not get it just because with the Wii Motion Plus, you'll have they're trying to make a new Zelda.
But I think the fact that like Link is older, it could be the Twilight Princess Link, but older.
It's possible too, and that would actually be really cool. I mean, it'd be really cool if they pulled something like that off. But I mean, I think in terms of how the progression of the games that have been made, like Ocarina of Time was the first 3D Zelda. Right, and Twilight Princess is really the best 3D Zelda you can ask for, like of that old traditional model that they have. Mm-hmm. I don't want them making another really big Zelda that's sort of trying to mimic that because they've done such a great job. I want them to make something like if they're going to do something new, bring something. Make it a completely new mechanic. So if they're going to make new levels and new designs. Or make it something that's like an offshoot like Majora's Mask, or Wind Waker was a different take of Zelda. It was the whole pirate thing. Spirit Tracks is the train thing. You know, make something brand new about it. Even if it's like the swords, like change up something of the main design that you don't have a copy of, because Twilight Princess had already come out, and that's basically it, right? I mean, there's no reason for another Zelda like that to come out. It's such a good game. It's such a well-made game for that. There's like little nitpicking stuff we can ask for, but really, if you had Twilight Princess with cameras that you don't have fixed cameras for Castletown or
So you're saying you want a game that's not just Twilight Princess with better features. You want a totally different game
or new features, completely new features. I mean, I just don't see another reason for it. I don't see a reason. They need a good reason for a retelling of a Zelda story. And Twilight Princess is pretty much the retelling of the past couple of the past generation. It sounds like what they're doing is they're going to try going for that, but I don't really know if that's going to, you know.
What I really want is a good story. Because that's. I love that. I just love good stories in general. But in Zelda, like, you never really get a very good story. It's kind of just like a generic story, and most of them are pretty much same.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I thought both Twilight Princess and Wind Waker did a really good job. And especially Majora's Mask.
I hated Twilight Princess's story.
Why?
Like, it just fell apart.
It didn't fall apart. It made complete sense. It was actually
that was a good story.
It's a really well. It's a great
Like halfway through, when you learn about the mask, and there is that whole scene where it's like Dark Link and he kills Ilya. It's just that to me is
no.
Where
that
it
was
apart.
Okay.
Like,
number one,
characters.
I think people misunderstood what that scene was, because it's not Link and Ilya. Those are just the spirit.
No, I know that. I'm just using that as a reference point of when, in my opinion, the story just kind of died.
Like the Keepers of the Mirror were awesome.
Well, so the whole point was they were using the spirit was using representations of what you knew of characters you knew.
No, I know that.
Yeah. So okay. So then
that.
After
that
point,
what
part of the story didn't make?
There was no story after that point. After that point, it was just a matter of God. What was it? What did you do after that? It wasn't looking for Triforce.
Yeah, you were looking for the mirror shards. Jesus.
The mirror shards.
There you go. Okay, so there was no story after that. So from that point,
yeah, there was the
Ganon.
Whole thing with like the keepers of the gate.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Ganon breaks out of the Twilight Realm.
The whole reason that this whole thing happened was because Ganon got into the Twilight Realm, and
with the
Ganon
mirror.
Gave power to Zant. Like the whole reason Zant exists is not because. And the most generic villain, you know, they could have easily done Zant finds power that was forbidden, and he broke out, and he's evil, and he's the last guy. That'd been fucking cliche as hell.
And that was something else that disappointed me in Twilight Princess is that Zant went from this badass,
Zach Morris.
Zant went from this complete badass to like a really bad character.
No, that was the whole point.
He was really. No, he was just really serious, really in control. You wouldn't expect this kind of, like, a complete 360 switch of character. It's just, he goes...
360, he went back to cool?
Yes. He went completely crazy, and he was just, like, a very silly character who wasn't in control of anything, and he was, like, pleading Ganon to give him power.
Well, he wasn't in control. Well, that was the whole point. The entire game, the entire story is about perception. In the beginning of the game, you think Midna is this evil character. You don't really.
Well, let's not get too much into Twilight Princess.
No, but
we're getting off topic with this.
Like,
but
the point is, I want story.
It has story. I don't want a fucking your solid story for a Zelda game.
And like, are you gonna say that like Majora's Mask didn't have an interesting and unique story?
No, it did.
And I thought that Wind Waker had an awesome story as well.
See, Wind Waker is my favorite story.
Oh, that one's so good. I love that one so much because the way you learn that you are on, I don't know. You learn that it's the Hyrule from a previous game.
And you grow up. The stories have been interesting in the past Zeldas, I think, because they've been starting to go into you literally see your character grow as you progress through the game. Like Link matures in Wind Waker as you get to the end. Right? Do you get that impression at all? Like,
yeah, since Majora's Mask, I think Zelda has had great stories, so.
And I think they've really been. I don't want a complicated plot. I really want them to not do very Japanese things to their stories, which, like, I don't want them having a Final Fantasy plot that makes absolutely no sense and you bullshit your way through. And I don't want a Metal Gear Solid plot, which makes absolutely no sense and would you bullshit through. Those kinds of things. Are not very attractive to me. Like, having deep, large thematic stories that are relatively simple, those I like, but I don't fucking want Cyborg Link coming from the future and, you know, having less.
Oh, guys, I just got done reading an article. Apparently, Miyamoto confirmed Cyborg Link comes back from the future.
No way!
In real life.
Yeah. In real life. He came from 2050.
Oh, update on our gang in home. A guy came up and he said, "Haha, you faggots." And I said, "Back off, we're hard." And then he said, you fags suck dick. You want to suck mine?" And I said, "I'll bite it off." And then he walked away.
Nice.
Well, what the hell was that?
I think that's enough Zelda talk. I'm getting sleepy.
I can tell you're getting sleepy because you're not talking.
What do you think would be some bad changes?
I think we need to wrap this up. This has been a good discussion, I think.
Yeah, this has gone on for way too long.
Wrap it up.
I think we can say whatever we want it to be. I really hope they do make a big step forward as far as, like, I don't know, like, stepping into the next generation. But, like, making, I don't know, voice acting or making something that makes it a new experience.
If Zelda continues a tradition of Army of Two and puts two players on the screen, it continues with the innovations. You got two Links. They're in the army.
Link and Zelda.
They got their backs. No, two Links. None of that women.
Link and stuff. Link and Chink.
No. Link and Knill. Link backwards will be like Knill.
Link and Knill. Just chilling out. They get some cool masks. They fight those sand niggers.
Yeah. The mask maker will return.
And they get lightsabers. Yeah.
And he'll make cool skull masks for
and
them.
Stabs.
I hear that Slinky.
Yeah, and the enemy is going to be Cyberlink from
Link
the
and Slinky.
Oh.
Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
You heard it.
Hey, rest in peace, Jim Varney. Never forget.
9/11.
Oh God.
There's 9/11. Like basic. The one other thing, like I want them to keep most of the really good gameplay ideas that they sort of kept for Twilight Princess and keep the charm of Wind Waker. As long as they do those two things, it would be great. So stuff like...
More like Windbreaker. You heard it here, everybody. Good night.
One more thing about Spirit Tracks is that it used dungeon items like more so than you have in the past. Like usually you use an item solely in one dungeon. In Spirit Tracks, you use previous items a lot like other dungeons, and I was very pleased with
awesome.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, like, it's not just one or two. You pretty much use, like, all of your items in every dungeon. So that was good. More of that.
Nice.
Yes.
Good.
All right. So I think we're done. Anything else,
Contact
guys?
Information. Email subject. This all week's right. Email subject.
Do we still get any fucking letters about those pictures?
Do you want to join our home gang?
Do you want to join our home
gang?
No.
I thought I was naming the home gang.
You got to name the home gang.
Matt, I have some fan art for you that I drew.
Honorary members...
Can I win the contest?
No, the person who comes up with the best name, I will PayPal you $5 to buy your own leather jacket.
You can join our gang.
I'm going to come up with that name.
You have to join
PS Network. In addition to that, I think if you guys would send us some ideas about what we just talked about, you know, your ideas about changes in Zelda, good changes, bad changes, future changes, how it's changing right now, that
podcast
kind of stuff, that'd be pretty
year.
Cool. We could talk a little bit about that.
I just want to say...
So you can do that.
Happy New Year, guys.
Okay.
Happy New Year
Thank
to everyone
year
in this
everybody.
Podcast.
Happy New Year. I'm fucking
New Year's drunk. Resolutions.
Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't believe in New
Year's
resolutions.
Oh, yeah, that's good. My New Year's resolution is to get Matt to believe in New Year's resolutions.
Oh, okay.
My New Year's resolution is to get Nick not to believe in New Year's resolutions. Wait, I just fulfilled Nick's New Year's resolution.
Oh, I win.
Damn. Nice. Nick already did his. Perfect.
On the first day.
My New Year's resolution is to remain a virgin until I'm 30 and then cry myself to sleep.
That doesn't seem very progressive.
No, it's not progressive at all, so if anybody wants to get late...
My dad is already there.
How were you born?
He was adopted, obviously.
No, his dad just... It trickled down. It's the trickle-down theory of economics.
His mom is the Virgin Mary.
He might toast. He's split in half.
Basically, he touched himself until it trickled down into...
Crevasse.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Into the Grand Canyon,
so
I like to call
just
it.
Just look up our website, zelda.com.
You guys can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our board at either tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com.
And if you just Google Zelda TP Social Board, it comes up as the first link, so...
Apparently, yeah.
The first link?
To the past.
Oh, before we go, I have to say, on behalf of Disney Channel... The Jonas Brothers might be broken up, but they'll stay together forever because they're bros. Tune in to the Jonas Show, Disney Channel, every single day at 3 through 11 p.m. Tune in, drop out, Disney Channel. That's what it's about. Never forget Disney Channel. channel.
There's
33.
Some random guy sitting in front of me at home. I think we're having a staring contest.
There's a guy who keeps calling me a scrub.
He's typing something to me. I assure him
that I don't agree, that I don't like the show Scrubs.
Scrubs is hilarious.
That show is horrible.
The new season, I'm not too sure about.
It's not really a show.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Be safe. Twitter is Zelda WT Podcast. Our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And if you guys listen to us from iTunes, please take a few seconds to rate, write a review, let us know how we're doing so we can make ourselves better. And I believe that's it. So, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Alex. Thank you,
and
Nick.
No thanks to Laura.
I'm going
thank
home.
You, Adam.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good night, guys.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys.
9/11, never forget.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Alex raises a good point. Never forget about 9/11, guys. We love you. Good night.
Do 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 do. Boom. Thank you.